In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A desert can be a deadly place. Deserts, of course, are places of barrenness, places of little rainfall, and of high temperatures. Sometimes deserts are rocky and sometimes they are sandy, but the desert is the kind of place where living conditions are hostile for all forms of life. At times, life can seem like a desert. No, not literally, but figuratively. Life in this world seems as though it is hostile to all forms of life, especially to human life, especially to the Christian life. But the real question for all of us today is that when we find ourselves in one of these desert places, where do we turn for help? Where do we find our relief? The world, of course, gives us all sorts of different answers. The world tells us that when we are in a desert spot or a desert place in our own personal life, that we should turn to a trip, simply get away for a time, or maybe buy something new. We should treat ourselves by leaving our troubles behind for some period of time. And none of these are necessarily bad things. Taking a trip is not a bad thing. Buying something new is not a bad thing. Even spending a little time by yourself to get away from it all is not a bad thing. But none of these can be the primary thing. If you and I want to escape the desert of this world and be nourished and watered and given a chance to grow and to flourish, none of these things, regardless of how nice they might seem, none of these can give us the kind of life that you and I are searching for. And so today, Jesus himself tells us precisely where we can find that kind of life. You just heard it in the Gospel from St. Matthew. When it was evening, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place. It's a desert. And the hour is already late. Send the people away so that they might find something to eat." But after Jesus reminds his apostles that they can give them something to eat, he tells the crowds to sit down on the grass, which already throws a wrench in the whole story. When's the last time you saw a patch of grass in the desert? He commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, and listen to what he does. He looks up to heaven. He blessed it and broke it and gave the loaf to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the crowds. They all ate and were filled, says Matthew, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that were left over from that meal. If you and I have eyes to see and ears to hear, then you and I will certainly recognize that we have heard and we have seen these very things before. You recall that on the night when Jesus was given up, on the night when he was betrayed, or as the liturgy says, on the night when he gave himself up for the life of the world. This same gospel writer, Matthew, tells us Jesus took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins." But if you and I have eyes to see and ears to hear, we will see that he does precisely the same thing in today's gospel. He took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it. Those 5,000 in today's gospel found themselves in a deserted place. They found themselves in the desert of life. But today Jesus comes and shows them a true way forward, the only way forward. He comes to them and he shows them precisely where they can find relief from their distress, where they can find relief from the desert of life. He comes to them and he gives them exactly what they need in this life, toward the life to come. And by doing that for them today, he shows you and I exactly where we can find this same kind of relief. You and I find relief from the desert of this world, the desert of this life, by going to the place where Jesus takes bread and he blesses it and he breaks it and he gives it. This church, and I've said this before, but this parish, this church, this temple, this altar, this holy table is the only place in all the world. It is the only place where you and I can find relief from the desert of this life, whatever our own particular desert might be. Maybe anger, or disappointment, or frustration, or depression. And if you don't believe me, and if you don't believe those 5,000 men plus women and children in today's gospel, then please believe Mary Magdalene, whose memory we keep this day. She is called the Holy Myrrh Bearer because she was at the tomb early, at dawn, long before the sun ever rose, on the first day of the week, coming to anoint the body of Jesus. The world was asleep at that hour, and Mary and those other women should have been any place but there. They had just seen their Messiah crucified. They were in reality in the desert of life. But Mary Magdalene knew at the core of who she was that the only place in all the world to find relief from the desert of life was at the body and blood of Jesus himself. The only place to find relief is where Jesus comes to give us all he has got. And that same body and blood, not a different body and blood, not a symbol, that same body and blood that were placed in the tomb that Mary Magdalene went early to anoint, that same body and blood are here for us today. There is no difference. It is the same Jesus. He is here with all he is and all he has got. He is here to refresh us and renew us and give us hope for a brighter future. He is here to call you and me out from the desert of our own lives. And he is here to show us what paradise is really like, so that on the last day, you and I might recognize our eternal home. Yes, there is life beyond the desert. So take heart, because that life is Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.